Hey girl, hey! Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal. On my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part. Or until you want a divorce. Totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me. You like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out. And this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to another episode of Taste of Taylor. It's my weekly podcast. Y'all know I've got influencers, tastemakers, celebrities, but my favorite category is always Bravo-lebrity. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's so weird to call you a Bravo-lebrity because you're also my friend, boo-boo. Katie Maloney Schwartz. Hey girl, hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the Potty Pod.
Thanks.
Hi girly. We're sitting in our hotel room just talking about PJs, you know, the huge conversation.
Yeah.
So this is going to be airing a couple days after today. Pretty recent turnaround. But so we're together in New York City right now because you are going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight.
Correct.
Yes. So by the time this airs, you'll have been on.
We'll be in LA.
Yes. Together. And then I'll be in LA with you. Yes. So we'll do it again. Are you at all nervous for Watch What Happens Live? Do you get nervous before Watch What Happens Live?
I used to. I mean, it's live TV. So there is that, you know.
What does it mean when you get called to come on Watch What Happens Live? Like, does it mean like you did something good or you probably did something bad?
I don't think it means either. I just think it means that they want to hear from you.
Do you have any idea
no
what's going to happen on tonight's episode?
Yeah, I do. It's in the previews.
I'm wicked behind. I'm super behind.
Well, you see me kind of going toe to toe, head to head with Kristen and also with Carter.
With Kristen and Carter over what? Because like this is where I get scared. Where I'm like, what's fake life? What's real life? What do people know from the show? What do I know from you guys? I get very nervous. I really don't even cover Vanderpump on my radio show because I get scared that I'm going to slip, you know?
Well, I mean, it's never that it's something completely different, but
no.
But the real life is that there's just more to what you're seeing.
And I think the clocks are just ahead. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like,
the clocks are ahead.
Like we are watching what happened like 4 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Versus what's happening yesterday.
Yeah.
But then it's like, what's in the news? So how about you just tell me? Cause I'm scared I'm going to say something stupid.
I don't really know like what to say.
Well, don't forget, the episode will have already aired and you will all have been on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
So
right.
So you're good. You're okay. Good to give away this episode.
Yeah. So basically I'm confronting Kristen about just her and her position in her relationship.
Okay.
And her happiness and her mental and emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it came to blows because it was, you know, it became a source of frustration. It became really hard for me to see my friend who I love and care about so much, you know, countless times be very unhappy and come to me and cry and just not be happy in a relationship, you know, and I just want the best for her. And you know, so we kind of were just bringing that all to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, just kind of telling her the same things that she's been saying to me. Just back to her. And she did not like that.
She did not like that.
And then Carter didn't like that. And you know what? I probably should have just like minded my own business, but it's been made my business. It's
right.
My business because my friend comes to me and she's unhappy, mm-hmm. and I want her to be happy. And I'm not trying to like break them up or that was never my intention. It was just for me, you know, just to remind her that she's in control of her happiness. You ain't happy? That's on you.
Is there like a weird, I don't know if it's, I'm going to call it like the fourth wall, but like, there's this like weird thing between you guys where it's like, okay, so yeah, I'm Kristen and I'm complaining behind the scenes. Cause when I was actually out in LA for Stassi and Ariana's birthday, Kristen was complaining till me at 5 o'clock in the morning about probably the same stuff she was complaining about to you.
Yeah. See,
so this is real life, but does she expect you guys to like keep it off of the cameras, or is that expectation gone after this many years of being on Vanderpump? Like nobody's secrets are kept, girl.
It's both. I mean, she obviously, we're not going to just start talking about your personal business that you've trusted us with for a long time. But she said that she was not going to hold anything back. You know, she wasn't going to protect anyone from the show or in general. You know, she was fine to just be, you know, open about it. She'd already talked to basically everyone.
Hello, I'm sitting here.
including you, we were about it.
Well, it was crazy, too, because she was complaining about Carter. Listen, we are all in relationships. We know we always complain about our partners, okay? It's just like, it's like complaining about your boss. You could fucking love your job. You're still going to complain. Like, I mean, it's just the way it is. But it was like, I mean, I was like really tired because I had just flown in and I was on East Coast time and I went to sleep when the sun was rising. No drugs were involved in this activity, FYI.
No.
I had been drinking all day with Bo when you guys were shooting.
There was Taco Bell, though.
There was. There's always Taco Bell. 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had taken a nap and so I woke up around like 10. You guys were all getting ready for the party. And I actually spent a lot of time talking to Ariana, who I didn't really know that well until that trip. And then I was talking to Katie. I'm not Kristen. Not Katie. Kristen. I always do that with you guys. I'm literally talking to Katie. Calling her,
it happens all the time.
When you guys were coming, you and Stassi, I was like, so when we see Kristen and Katie, and Taylor was like, no, we're seeing Stassi and Katie. I was like, oh yeah. But Kristen had me up like all night long, and like, yeah, I was listening because that's what girlfriends do. They listen to their friends complain about stuff. But it was kind of crazy because he was right there, like he was there the whole night. So I know he knows she talks shit because he's fucking an earshot.
That's it. Yeah.
So see, he has to know that we all know it's not a secret.
Yeah. I mean, you would think, I don't know. But then, you know, he's saying that Kristen, they fight because we're so mean to Kristen. I'm like,
That's not a real thing, Carter.
I don't think so. And I'm just like, you know, it's like Kristen doesn't like when I do the tough love thing. But sometimes I've exhausted everything I could say and do. You know, I've been like the shoulder, the cry on, the sounding board, the advice giver, the, you know, all of those things. Now I'm just like, all right, let's fucking get control of life now. Like, I want you to be happy, whether it's, you know, but just things aren't going well. And I don't tell her what she can and can't do, or, you know, telling her you need to break up with him, or but I'm not trying to break them up. I just like, enough is enough.
Well, because there's also something to be said, like, it's, you know, being a consummate victim, not saying that that's like her entire identity, but like in this relationship, it's like just like a vicious cycle. And so it's like either change your frame of mind or like lower your expectations of what you're going to get from him if you're going to stay with him. Right?
Yep.
Or alter them or whatever. Or do the thing that's going to make you happy. Like, I mean, listen, you don't think I know this? I'm a divorced person. I know this all too well. Like, I would just, like, I was a broken record complaining about the same things over and over again. And I got to a place where my friends, and that's a divorce, where my friends were like, can you get divorced or shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to shut the fuck up, so I got a divorce.
Yeah.
So I could talk about it for the rest of my life.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like, again, and it's not lost on me. I know my relationship was shit for some time and we went through some shit and I talked to my friends and, you know, you needed that kind of support. So I'm not saying I'm coming from a place of like knowing and my relationship's perfect and you know what?
Right.
Like, it's not that. It's just like, I'm not like, I don't want to hear you anymore. Of course, I'm going to be here for you no matter what. I just don't know what to do anymore. And it's like, you come to me because it's like, you almost like want me to help you solve a problem.
Well, that's how I felt like when I was talking to her, because I was like, I was giving her good advice or what I thought was good advice. Mm-hmm. And like, I felt like there were like problems that had logical solutions. Like, if you don't like X, then just say Y and demand Z. And, but I felt after a while, as the sun was rising, I was like, I've literally said the same thing 25 times. I don't think she's not going to make the change. So why do you think the venting? She just wants to get off her chest. And then once she's vented, does she like release it or something?
I don't know. But it's been kind of the same things for like a while. So that's, you know, that's kind of where everything came to in this last episode.
So that's going to be this
basically
episode.
Being like, enough.
Like, you know, I feel like as friends too, we're supposed, it's like the cardinal rule is like, don't be the messenger. Like, I had this friend and she is awesome and she was dating this douche muffin and we all hated her boyfriend, but like, no one's gonna fucking tell her that. And then they broke up and we were all like, oh my God, thank God, it was the worst. And she was like so mad at us. She's like, why didn't you just fucking tell me? And I'm like, because no one really wants to be the person that tells you that they don't like your boyfriend, or that they don't get along with your significant other, or that like that they don't really think that you guys are good for each other, because the messenger always gets killed.
Yep. Yeah.
But you're like, I'm such a good friend, I'll fucking be that messenger.
Yeah, like if
You're like, I mean, yeah,
I'm just saying what you see on the episode is like, it looks pretty intense because I just start like laying into her. I was like,
was there tequila involved?
Yeah. No, but also it's like, I didn't just like come at her like that so fast. Like we'd been talking for like 45 minutes and I just was like, I'm like, did he take your credit card and your money? Was it your money that he spent? And a little, you know, kind of like very like frustrated coming after her a little bit. But it's just because it's just like, I'm not making this stuff up. This is not my opinions. This is not what I see.
Yep.
This is not what I've like surmised from all. Like this is coming straight from her mouth to mine. How else would I know these things unless
so
she
the
told
world,
me?
So the world now knows, according to this episode, that there's a money issue in their relationship, right?
Yeah.
That's like, that's a known fact. I can speak on that.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, I can always edit it out. I can.
You what?
I can edit it out if I have to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like sit here and like rag on her, you know?
No, I don't either, because I especially don't want her to be mad at me when I go out to LA this week and I see her. Well, that's the thing too. It's like,
I love her so much. And
me
I just
too.
Want, that's what I want her to know through all of this, that it's just like, I'm not judging you and I'm really not judging your relationship. I just really want you to like have what you deserve,
be and happy and have the best.
She takes care of people so well and is so just has the biggest fucking heart and
yep.
You know, jump through hoops of fire just for anyone, and I want her to like have the someone to do the same thing for
reciprocate
her.
Yeah that. Yeah, you're fighting for her because you love her.
Exactly.
But when you're in it, I guess it's sometimes it's hard to see it. So wait, so where are you with her right now?
We're good
IRL in real life.
I mean, we're good.
So she's forgiven you?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're like, girl, like months ago.
Yeah, I mean, hello, we were just in Nashville together for her birthday.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay, so you were in Nashville for her birthday. How was that?
It was a lot of fun.
What did you guys do? Why Nashville?
Well, none of us have ever been, but...
Isn't it the best?
It's the best.
I just did a live podcast from there.
Dude, I don't know if what's more intense, there or Vegas.
That's what I was saying.
Nashville, they literally pour alcohol down your throat.
Literally.
We went to this place called Tootsie's, which was...
The best.
The best.
So
and
fun.
They were like, come sit in this VIP area. We're like, okay, great, because it was packed, you know,
of
and
course.
They had live music. That's what I love so much about Nashville is all the live music everywhere.
And the musicians
And then they just started
incredible.
Bringing us shots. The shot, we were in shot debt. Like, we're not shot debt. We were shot rich.
Shot rich.
Hello. We were shot rich. Beers, shots. We all got so drunk. And that was supposed to be like the ended early night.
Well, you guys got here to New York City and y'all have been dead. And ghost people, we have not seen you because you've been so, so exhausted from Nashville.
Well, we saw each other. The one night that we actually did.
I saw you over the weekend and I was so... drunk that I don't remember it.
I've
cut back on drinking, so now my tolerance is shit.
That's good. See?
Now, I guess.
Now you don't have to spend as much money on booze.
No, what did you say to me when I walked in here? You were like, you were in rare form on Saturday.
Fine form.
what, at dinner or then after?
You were just like the happiest person.
I was?
Yeah,
you.
You were stoked. On everything. You're like, oh my God.
When you're not allowed
like,
to drink.
I want more pickle shots.
When you're not allowed to drink all week long, you're like, wow. Like I'm in college.
I took two picklebacks and then came back and had two martinis and a glass of wine. Who am I? And you know what?
You know what? This is so great. So I had like a couple weeks ago on my radio show, subscribe, the Taylor Strecker Show. We were talking about this idea of adulting and like, you know, I forget how old you are, but I am 36 years old. And I feel like, when am I, like, that's like, 36 is way closer to 40 than it is to 30. And so, I'm good at math.
Math.
But that's the thing is, I'm like, when am I going to start acting like a fucking adult? When am I going to start wanting to do adult like things? And I think you guys, I could probably, you're the perfect person to talk about this with. I mean, you guys, so.
I wonder the same.
The entire thing, the entire like I would say theme of this season of Vanderpump is like, watch the Vanderpump Kids adulting. And you guys are starting to adult more and more.
I think so. I just don't know. I just don't look at myself as an adult. And like, it went from people being like, oh, you're just a kid, to people being like, when
are you guys
going to
grow
up? Where's, you know, do you have a retirement plan?
You're like, what?
How's, you know, like how, and I'm just like, wait a minute. You were 2 minutes ago telling me to like chill out. And you know, I had so much time and I blinked and now everyone has all these expectations. And
what are the expectations that you're met with?
Kids.
From where? From who? From the audience? From your family?
From literally
from the producers?
From everyone. Especially my mom. But no.
Hey, mom, I love your mom.
She's chilled out a little bit because I literally told her like,
okay, so when did it start? When did she start with the kid stuff? You know, my mom's never pressured me to have kids. Isn't that really incredible?
I don't know when it started. It's been a couple of years since Tom and I got married.
Of course. Well, that's what happens. You get married and people are like, when are the kids? Yeah. And then you'll have a kid and guess what happens after that? When's the next? Yeah. Exactly. Right. It just, like, it never stops.
It's just weird. I'm just like, keep your eyes on your own page.
That's what you gotta do, you boo. But your moms are allowed to get involved. But like, who else has like brought up the kids? Are there any like cast members who bring it up more than others?
Yeah.
Who wants you to have babies the most?
Probably, I was thinking like Stassi. Really,
shut
like,
up. I'm going to kill her.
Why?
Because I told her she can't get pregnant.
Why can't she?
Because I'm not ready for her to be a mom yet. Me. I'm not ready for you either.
The thing is, I don't think I'm ready either. I'm learning to take care of myself.
Girl, preach. Same with me.
Like, I'm still like kind of failing at that aspect of like, if I make my bed in the morning,
that is a grand old day. Yep.
If I do laundry, accomplished.
Accomplished. Can you imagine? I mean, yeah, I can barely get my nails did. Like, I can have a baby.
I know. If I empty the dishwasher, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to retire.
It was a banner day. Gold Star Central. Who do you think is going to want kids first? You or Tom? Is he like ready or
mm-mm. Okay? He talks like publicly, like, oh yeah, I'm ready for kids. I want to be a dad. I don't know, you know. And then behind closed doors, he's like, chill. I'm not pressuring him, but
birth control.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've been on the same page for a lot of stuff for majority. He sometimes needs a little push.
Yes, as we've seen,
like marriage and all that. Like, we were on the same page. We were both ready. He just was like, he gets like trigger shy.
You know, I would have said like, when I was a straight person and married to a man, I used to be like very hard on men. But now that I am a gay person and in a same sex relationship, I am the man and I feel for men so deeply on a whole new level. Like, I'm like my dad's so grumpy and my mom's always like, oh, he's such a grump. And I'm like, you know what? I feel dad and his grumpiness. I aspire to be a grumpy old man just like dad.
What is that though? What is
men? Okay, so I think that men of our like father's age generation, they were raised that they were supposed to support an entire family. That's right. A lot of fucking pressure. So when you hit your 60s, you're like, fuck y'all, I'm not a human ATM machine.
Yeah.
And it's fair.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's very, like, my dad recently was like, when are you gonna start paying for things for me? And I was like, never. I'm in entertainment and I'm gay, so never. I mean, I paid for stuff a little bit when I was married to a rich dude, but yeah, that shit was up. But I'm like, but dad, I'm paying for myself.
I mean, that's why you have kids, so one day they can eventually take care
of you. Well, according to my father, that's a plan I was not aware of. My mom thinks she should take care of us for the rest of their lives, which my dad is nonplussed about. He's like, no, y'all grow up. But I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to either.
What's the scariest part of adulting? Is it kids? I think for me, it's kids. But actually, I think it's more kids. No, fuck it. It's just kids. I was just trying to say, and financial.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that too. I mean, yeah, that's always unfortunately going to be, you know, up there. But yeah, kids, is that's scary because it's
life.
Everyone's like, your life changes. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
I don't want life to change.
I'm good with life right now.
It's fun the way
it is. I
don't
feel like I'm missing anything.
What do you think would be like, what do you think you would have to give up when you have kids that like scares you? Like being able to
sleep,
mm-hmm.
time for myself.
Okay, those are real. Check.
like, you know, just a social life.
Yep. Being able to
travel whenever I want.
Yep. I know.
Yeah. Those are things I'm kind of like thriving on right now.
And guess what? Those are things that people without kids get to do for the rest of their lives.
Yep. I mean, I see one, I do want kids, so I know
so
that,
you
like,
would definitely regret not having kids. There's like no chance you would not have kids.
I mean, no, I want kids, but like, you know, I understand I'm also the age I am. I've made choices, you know, along the way, and like here I am. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go with it and see. Yeah, but no, don't, I do want kids. I do. But it's just like right now I'm just like, I'm really loving life.
I know, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I wish there was like, I don't know, like a doctor or a pulley that would just like, now you got to do this, because it's like I'm waiting till I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah, because everyone says like, oh, eventually you'll just like, that's what my mom said. She's like, you're just gonna want one day. You're just gonna, Your body's going to tell you. I'm like, right now my body's telling me no.
No.
Same. Feed me alcohol. No, baby.
Travel the world. Get on a PJ.
Yes.
Wait, let's talk about PJs. They're so amazing.
Goals. Yes.
I may or may not have just taken a PJ to Los Angeles for my trip that I'm so happy you guys are in New York and then I get go right to LA. Because honestly, y'all are like my actual friends that don't live in the city that I live in. Because Tay's always like, oh my God, you drop everything when the girls come to town. I was like, because they're my friends.
Yeah.
And well, I never see them.
And that gets you out of the house, you know?
Exactly.
Forces you to exercise that liver.
Good God. Oh, don't worry. I make sure it gets walked daily.
Well, yeah, no, Sassy and I, we were not ambitious about this trip at all. We only came here like Friday because it was made more sense to come from Nashville than to go back to LA and then come all the way across the country again.
Okay, so you guys, you're in Nashville for Kristen's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
Any drama?
No.
No.
Oh.
When those cameras aren't rolling, you guys get along very well.
No, I'm trying to think. No, there wasn't any drama.
There was a lot of you guys too, right?
Yeah, because Kristen had like her family, like her family and some friends from back home. And then like pretty much, you know, like me and Tom and Stassi and Bo and Brittany and Jax. And then some of her other friends from LA. I'm trying to think. There was like 19
people.
Who
else were there? Was Sandoval and Ariana?
No, because they just moved.
Right.
And like they've got, you know, a lot of
expenses.
Yeah. And they're like really busy right now. I know everyone's like, they haven't been on any of the trips. I'm like, well, you know, they've been busy.
Well, buying a house is fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice house.
And also Sandoval was just, he was actually in New York still when we went to Nashville.
Oh, for work.
Yeah.
Was he gonna watch What Happens?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. We're just busy people.
And then was Lala in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Lala's Nashville. Randall.
Randall!
He came in for a night because we went to see Fleetwood Mac.
How's good old Rand? I want to know more about Rand. Are we ever going to see Rand on Vanderpump, do you think, or never?
I would say probably never.
Probably never.
I mean, you never know, but probably never.
Well, real talk. Do you think that have the producers just accepted it because, like, Randall has private jets and shit and it is what it is? Or, like, are the producers going to, like, you know, Patrick this shit up and be like, Randall, you better be on it or else?
I have no idea. I know they would love to, you know, have him have some FaceTime.
Of course.
Just to establish that, you know.
This is Lala's man.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, at least Lala, like, he's present on her social media. There's pictures of them together. Patrick,
yeah.
Like, Patrick was elusive.
Dude.
He was a ghost.
He was such a ghost.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then he was on and those flashbacks are just, it hurts my heart.
Stassi and I were tripping out yesterday at Hamilton because the guy that plays Alexander Hamilton looks like Frankie Patrick.
Stop it.
I wasn't going to say anything because I didn't want to like ruin it for her in case like, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then during intermission, she goes, I was like, yes. Oh my God.
All she had to say was, So it was like watching Patrick perform for like 3 hours.
Well, no, what we did was we looked him up just to like confirm. And
no,
she's like,
okay, no. He looked that much like Patrick that she thought it could possibly be YB, your boo.
No, she...
Can you imagine if Patrick was on fucking Broadway?
Oh, man. No. But no, we had to look up picture just to confirm. Like, he looked nothing like... It was just, you know, it was just a coincidence. I think it was a man bun.
It must have been the fucking man bun.
It was the hair.
Hey, guys. Just a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, Away. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of myself that Away is sponsoring this podcast because I bow down to the brand that is Away. They're so freaking awesome. So Away, if you didn't know, it's a luggage company and they use super high quality materials but offer a much lower price compared to other brands because they cut out the middleman and they sell directly to you. They are geniuses and we need their minds. I also love their bags because they're super durable and they're also super lightweight and they're just friggin' amazing. So they have a variety of colors and four sizes. They have the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. I like the carry-ons. I have the carry-on and the bigger carry-on because I don't like to check my luggage, but that's just like my thing. And gorgeous colors. I have one in navy and one in green, and they're just like, mwah, beautiful. I love Away for many reasons. I'm going to just give you a handful of them. Their carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines, and they fit so much stuff. It's like Mary Poppins' bag. It's like, how did you fit all that in there? Also, I'm going to sound like a super nerd, but I really mean this genuinely. It has a really smooth glide to it. Don't make fun of me. So I was you know, married, and we were rich. And so we always had like the highest like luxury luggage. And I'm telling you, I still have a couple of those bags from, you know, the divorce, whatever. I'm 50-50, right? And I much prefer the Away bag to any of those like super expensive brands. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that like the glide, the traveling of it is so much better. And that's because they have 4 360-degree spinners. I'm telling you, traveling with an Away bag, it's like next level travel experience. You're not like dragging a bag behind you. You're like pushing it like next to you as if you're like equals. And then I love the removable, washable laundry bag that keeps dirty clothes separate from clean clothes. Cause like I'm obsessed with my clothes and I just, it's just a thing I have. And it's like, oh wait, are you in my brain or what? Because I've never seen that before with a bag. They like think of all the details. And speaking of which, it has a friggin' charger in it. Girl, hello. So the company was actually founded by two friends from New York who found themselves at JFK. Ugh, what an airport. With dead phones, delayed flights, and then they thought, oh my God, ding, 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 luggage with power. Thus, the Away carry-on was born. And I'm telling you, that charger has saved my ass so many times. So there was one time my phone was super dead when I got to the airport. I was freaking out. I had like 20% left. And I was looking for, like, I wanted to have a drink and get some food, but like, there was no outlets at the restaurant. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna have to like leave this restaurant or like find an outlet in the restaurant. This is a pain in my ass. And then I was like, wait a second. My bag is a charger. So saved my butt then. And it was so amazing. And also, I have been known more than once to pull out my luggage when I'm on the train. My parents live in Boston, so I take the train from New York to Boston all the time. I always have to be in an aisle seat, so I have to like plug in over a stranger. Super awkward, but not with my Away bag. I just put my bag down and I plug my tablet into my actual bag. My tablet's like on its last leg, so it's always dying, so it has to always be plugged in, which is super crazy. But with the Away bag, it's so easy. I'm telling you, geniuses. And both sizes of carry-on are actually able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. And guess what? A single charge of the Away carry-on, like battery, will charge your phone 5 times. Hello, amazing. And as if that wasn't good enough, lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they'll fix it or replace it for life. 100-day trial, live with it, vibe with it, travel with it. And if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund, no questions asked, and free shipping on any Away order within the lower 48 states. Hello, what are you waiting for? Join the club. And for my listeners, get $20 off a suitcase by visiting awaytravel.com/TOT20. And use my promo code TOT20 during checkout. And now back to the podcast.
We haven't looked back since. And I know. And since then, our friendship has been a lot better and stronger and more honest and open.
I would say because it's been so honest.
Yeah, we're not. And even with Kristen, when the three of us all came back together again, we were like, we're not doing that again. We're not going back to the same kind of friendship. Shit's gonna be different this time.
And what was different was what? It was way more transparent, way more honest.
Way more honest, way more open, not coddling Stassi, not like sugarcoating
on her birthday
shit. Yeah.
I really thought that shit was made up until I was there for it. I couldn't believe it was. I mean, we were outside with Bo.
Yeah.
And I remember eating Taco Bell.
I remember Bo sitting there and I just kept seeing his phone light up. I was like, oh my God.
I thought this is happening. But you know what? It felt like a rite of passage. Like I might have been slightly disappointed had it not happened. Sorry, girl.
I know.
But she's, I saw it in all its epic glory. It's a real deal thing. It's no joke.
He loves her so much. It makes me so happy.
I am so happy they're together. I love him with her so much. You guys set that up, you and Kristen.
Yeah. I mean, it was like we're getting a lot of credit here, but
you are, you deserve it.
Yeah, because so he's been someone that was kind of close to the group, adjacent from everyone.
He was Vanderpump adjacent.
Yeah, like
him
like
and friend, Kristen,
friends of friends,
made out in a movie.
Yeah, that commercial? Was like 10 years ago, but right. like they didn't even remember
each other. Like, yeah, basically. That is the most Hollywood story in the world.
I know.
It's like, oh, remember when we kissed on set? No, I do so many movies, I don't remember who I kissed anymore.
And then I
released the information by mistake on Instagram. Well, not by mistake, but on Instagram about Bo being in that music video. Oh.
Yes.
It's you and me and other people. I'm scared to see Bo. He might be still mad at me.
I've never seen Bo mad. Even when Stassi's dark passenger comes out and she's like a monster to him, he's more concerned, like, what can I do to help her, calm her down?
I'm like, he's not mad. Whoa. He's like, it's sad. for like his, like he gets hurt and like sad for them. And then he helps her.
I know.
I know.
And then Stassi's saying that, or he'll just go down on her. Like, what kind of tactic is that? Like, I don't know anyone that if I was being a raging bitch, they're just like, hold on, and just like went down.
I have not tried that, but I'll keep that in my portfolio for ways to get out of trouble.
I don't, but the thing is, if I'm heated like that, I don't want, like, don't come near my personal space.
Speaking of, Ariana and Lala.
Nice.
Thank you.
Segue.
Thank you. Yay. I'm a professional. girl. So as a lesbian, I guess I am now. I guess that's less. I like to use a soft S, not a hard S. Lesbian. Doesn't that sound nicer than lesbian? Lesbian sounds so aggro. Lesbian sounds French.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
Like a thespian.
Like a thespian. So I'm
with a lisp.
I'm a lesbian. But so it was it's so crazy. So I don't know time wise when that hookup happened. Do you know when that happened?
Not really.
So before it was on camera, was it even like a thing? Because when I was out for Stassi's birthday, it was the first time I ever talked to Ariana, who I wasn't really keen on because I feel like she was really mean to Stassi on Twitter and stuff. And I'm just a protective friend. Mm-hmm. But Stassi was like, no, we get along. Like, please be nice to her. Don't be a bitch to her. Like, you'll embarrass me if you're rude to her. Because it will look like I had you do that. Otherwise, but she doesn't know you're just a psycho on your own. And you, like, watch the show. And I was like, okay, fine. So I actually was, like, nice to her. And we sat down and talked. And we actually talked about, like, a lot of things. And I really liked her when I was done talking to her. We had, like, a bonding moment. And then I also had a nice bonding moment with Lala. And I told them both my story about, like, I was married to a man, divorced, blah, 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 with Taylor now. And they loved the story. But they, like, loved it so much. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to make all my friends gay. And then I find out that they, like, hooked up. And I was like, when? And I was like, did this happen after I told them about my story or before?
I think everyone just loves it because everyone loves a love story.
Yes. Oh, my story.
Yeah.
Not so much about the lesbian part.
Just about, you know, finding love.
After
in a hopeless trial and error. It's like this song.
But what the hell with them?
I awesome. I don't know. I mean, like, I like the visual. That's like two hot girls. Fuck yeah. But right. I don't know. I mean, I think it's just one of those like flash in the pan kind of things. And it like wasn't like something they talked about, but they weren't trying to like keep it a secret. But it was just like something that happened. They're like, okay, we don't need to like make this public knowledge.
Yes.
And then, yeah. And then I do agree with Ariana when Sandoval was trying to say it, because he was like doing it as like some kind of weird flex. Like, oh yeah, my chick, I watched Lala go down on her. Like, and everyone's like, whoa.
Right.
Like, so like a bunch of little kids,
right?
Little boys do, which was just like kind of dumb. But you know,
were you shocked though when you guys found out about that?
Kind of. Like, I was just like, damn, like, what? Not like, oh, are you kidding me?
Right.
But just like, whoa, all right, shit. There's a lot of shit I don't know, apparently. Like, that was more the reaction. No one was like shocked. Like,
well, you know what the irony is, I'm the lesbian and I was shocked to shit. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Because my first thought was, whew, I'm happy to bring my girlfriend out there. They would have
no,
tried
I
to
don't,
it's eat not, at her like vagina.
One, it's like her vagina. It was. It's
stay away from my girlfriend, you lesbians.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I get so nervous. I'm very, ever since I met Taylor, I'm like the most jealous, like psycho paranoid freak in the world. Cause like I've never really been in love. Oh. And so now I'm like, oh God, if I lost this, I know, right? Are you gonna cry?
No. But that's cute.
I know, but I get like, I just get nervous. I just feel like I don't know the rules of lesbianism. So I always get scared that like someone's going to steal her. And especially when these like hot straight girls
I can't imagine
are becoming lesbian. I'm like, I don't know who's a threat. I'm scared.
Everyone's a threat.
It feels that way.
I don't know. I think, you know, like they both have like a more kind of like fluid approach to things.
Right.
It's not they're not out there trying to like
be lesbians,
snatch up everyone's, you know, girlfriends or be, yeah, like do, I think it was just like they were just drunk having a good time and they're like, yeah, let's like
do it.
what that day's like. What that's like. That's a comedy thing. Have you heard that?
No, but do it again.
Based what that taste like? I don't know. They just, it just like occurred to them. They're like, let's go for it. I don't.
And Sandoval was involved, so it's not like she was cheating.
Well, I mean, like he was as a spectator.
Well, yeah, an active spectator. Like if he didn't like what was happening, he'd have been like, please stop it.
Who's driving him around?
You know,
like an Uber driver.
I don't know if y'all are the craziest bunch in the world or if you are literally what could save like America the world.
I don't think that's
the level of open-mindedness and forgiveness and acceptance that we have seen for all these years now with the Vanderpump cast is actually like, it's admirable.
It's insane. But you know what?
You guys are like Jesus.
We're like, it takes time. First of all, everyone acting like, oh my God, like you called Lala whore. I'm like, yeah, I did over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like we're all of a sudden best friends. It's taken us 2 years.
Right.
To get to where we are, to build trust with one another, to, you know, really atone for what we said and did, you know. So it's not like nothing is overnight, but it's like, you know, this show's like really like, it's like therapy.
Okay, Chica, it's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. I'm so excited. I mean, I've been a FabFitFun girl for years, and finally they're coming to the podcast. I feel like a part of the family. So their 2019 FabFitFun Spring Box is officially available for pre-sale, and I'm telling you, they sell out in like the snap of a finger, so you should get on board sooner rather than later. Girl, it's time to treat yourself with amazing items like, you need a robe, there's one in this box, or cute new mini backpack, also in this box. Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next big thing? Then you must try FabFitFun. So FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products, as well as including rave review must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas 4 times a year. I have been using FabFitFun for, I'm going to say, like years now, and I am obsessed with it. I mean, the fashion, the home decor, I use everything. If you follow me on Instagram, you will literally see I have this like gorgeous jewelry tray. I literally use it every day to put my earrings down when I go to sleep. I have an amazing face mask that has like this like cooling gel in it. Oh, it's so delicious. And in this box in particular, in this spring box, they have some amazing stuff, you guys. They've got this meditation aromatherapy diffuser. I'm like, yes, queen. I'm done spending all this money on these candles. They just burn away. Also, I told you I love this robe. It's like this kimono style floor printed knit robe, and it has this belt with it, and it has a high-low hem. I'm living in it, living for it, wearing it right now. I'm never taking it off. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about and aren't on board yet, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, wellness products for just $49.99 a box. And FYI, they're full size products. They're not messing around with samples. And every box is guaranteed to have over 200 plus in retail value. And this box for spring for 2019 is actually more like about $350. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for FabFitFun today. I'm telling you, these boxes always sell out. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code Strecker to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use my code STRECKER to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And now, back to the podcast.
By the way, since we're on the subject, I did not provoke James. Every person that was standing
okay,
there
Billy.
Who saw this happen would say no. James was literally on a fucking rampage.
Yeah.
Oh, I every thought, person
also,
that
his
he
hair
looked at
was on a rampage.
Yeah, he was
that hair was out of control.
He was in some kind of form that, you know, not drunk, you know. And he was just like going, Lala, you're a whore, fuck you, going to every single person like crazy. I'm like, what is going on, James? What? Chill. First of all, look at yourself. You're like, your pants are falling. Can you? You're telling everyone
he looked
that
like a hot mess.
I'm like, can you get yourself together? Like, you're sitting. Like, I was like, I was the one that came and was just like, hold up, what the fuck? What is going on here? Everyone was just letting him run around and act this way. Like, even Lisa, and I'm like, this is bullshit. I was like, dude, you're telling everyone that they need help. You like fixed your like your pant like his
your pants are
his pants were falling down, but one of the pant legs was like up around like his like. Thing like his boxers, the full front of his boxers are basically showing. I wasn't attacking his body, his
no
choice of clothing
no,
or
like,
nothing like that.
Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up. if you're going to go around telling everyone that they're whores and they need help. I'm sorry that I stepped in because I saw something ratchet happening in front of me.
And then he lashed out at you.
And then he lashed out at me.
And you know what, dude? Maybe that shit used to fly like 3 years ago, but not in today's current climate, you little fucker.
Just not at all, period. Like, he's gotten away with everything.
Why do you think he gets away with it? Well, first of all, we I think after seeing his mother on the show, we now know who's been enabling him all those time. I mean, when she was like, well, but who's provoking him? It's like, oh my God, it's your job as a mother to teach your son that I don't care if someone is provoking him. It does not justify his reaction, the way he speaks to people. I'm not saying even if someone were. Yeah. Not even saying that somebody is. He provokes so many people.
I know.
So this has been a big part of your storyline this season too, is like you stood up to a man who's degrading towards women, literally. We've watched him for seasons now just be such total shit to women and men, you know, but he's got a special hard on for the females.
Yeah, it's just utter disrespect. And I no one's held him accountable, not his friends. He comes and he apologizes and then laughs when he gets away with it.
Of course.
We've seen this 100 times and we're going to do this again? I'm not. If you all want to continue doing this, have fun, and I'm going to be no part of it. And that's what it was to Lisa. I genuinely went in there not thinking I'm going to give her an ultimatum. It's him or me. I just wanted her to know where I was at and that, you know, I'm prepared to just I'll quit if I have to, but this is like not an environment I care to be in when this person's getting away with literally everything.
Yep.
And I know.
Because Tuesday nights is a popular night. Now, like, give me a break. Like, you proved it.
Yeah.
It was like, it's not about James Kennedy being here. It's about, let's be real, it's about anybody from the cast of Vanderpump. You guys are a very popular show. Being at the establishment, it's going to bring in business.
I know.
Duh.
Yeah, if we tweet that we're going to be there, it's kind of a given.
But it's kind of a given.
I mean, yeah. There's this whole tit for tat false equivalences of like, well, you were bullying Lala in work and da-da. It's like,
that was girl on girl battle. That wasn't bullying. That was battle. You guys were battling each other. Yeah. That's what that was.
You know, I know, like, there's a lot of people who have gotten away with a lot of stuff and, you know, like, whatever, that's a choice. But I just figure, like, I have not repeated my bad mistakes in the past, and that doesn't give. So I'm not on my high horse.
No,
hello, obviously, but I know how damaging it can be. I know how reckless that behavior is because I've been on both sides of it, and so because I'm saying like enough, I'm a bully, and then everyone's like still feels so bad because he's like taking care of his family. I don't know James Kennedy. Yeah. I don't know his like family. I don't know what the fuck is going on, and if he really is that responsible, he sure as hell doesn't act like it.
No, well, that's the thing though. It's like, maybe he lost his job because he was acting like a dick one too many times.
Like, yeah, that's there's
consequences for actions.
There's a mid-season trailer out that people have seen that, you know, Sandoval and I get into it because Sandoval's friends, remember, I say that Sandoval has underdog-itis where he just feels bad for whoever's on.
I'm stealing it. Underdog-itis. It's so true. He does.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, you know, and that affected me too because Sandoval's been like a brother to me for like, you know, the last like 10 years. He's best friends and business partners with my husband.
Yeah.
And so for him to just come so hard for me about James, and he's like, oh, what, because he called you fat, you can say whatever you want. I'm like, this actually is not about him calling me fat. This is just that was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
like that's all that it is, that he just keeps going too far with everything, you know. And DeSantis, and now he's called me a bully, and I'm just like, it's so like the way people want to label you,
it's
you
know? Reckless.
What Billy did about on Twitter. It's
Katie. As somebody who's a member, I'm not trans, so I can't speak for the trans community, but I am a member of the LGBTQ community. And let me tell y'all, you were like one of the most supportive people when I came out about being with Taylor. So you're none of those things. Nice try, Billy. And you know what, Billy? Actually, I call you to task. We have a responsibility as LGBTQ members to not abuse our label, you know, to get what we want with it. And that was an irresponsible use of her trans card. I feel you guys weren't speaking. Why would you include her in something if you guys aren't talking?
We're also not really like friends, right? Like that. It didn't even occur to me I needed to involve her in like planning this thing because I was, you know, I'd assume that she would want to come. And
she was also on the schedule, so she was going to come to work anyway. So it's not like you said, hey, Billy, you're excluded.
I didn't need any other help.
Yeah.
And honestly, like her friend, like Sheena and Ariana, who's just like, you know, are two of her close friends.
Yeah.
told me that they were going to give her all the info and let her know. And I said, okay, perfect. Please do. And great. They didn't. And so, but it was still my fault. And it was easy for it to be my fault because everyone hates
I think
me.
That was a really, well, I think that was really irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But that's it. You have to like, you have to own up when you fuck up and you, that then you can recover. But was not pleased with what Billy did to you. Not fair. Not fair.
And they don't understand that like putting those kind of labels on someone sticks with them.
But you know what? That's the thing is that like there should be responsibility. Like if labels are so, or people are so quick to label, right? Mm-hmm. There should be consequences for when you mislabel. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wouldn't
right?
that be great?
Wouldn't that be great? Because then people might stop and think before they throw a label out there.
Yeah.
Right? I'm proud of you for sticking up for yourself with James. And nice try, Billy, but no cigar. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me, honey bun.
Thank you. I love you too.
Good luck tonight and watch What Happens Live. Woo. You're going to crush. And I mean, by the time this airs, I'll be in LA with you guys kicking it.
Fuck yeah.
I can't fucking
wait. I can't wait.
I know. You guys, thank you so much for joining us today on Taste of Taylor. New episodes out every single Thursday. And yeah, if you like what you heard here, make sure to check out my radio show. It's daily, people, and it's live, 8 to 10 a.m. EST. It's called The Taylor Strucker Show. And you just go to taylorstrucker.com and you can subscribe. $6.95 a month. That's nothing. I believe Katie's mom was a subscriber.
You know she is.
I fucking love your mom. You guys, we'll be back next week and have a good one. Bye, girl. Bye. Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrucker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strucker Show, and listen live or on demand.